Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us at FCA Connect. I'm Heather Keener, the Marketing and Communications Director at Fairfield Christian Academy. This week, I've got a brand new co-host today. I've got Abby Miller. I'm passing the torch off to her this week to become our new host of FCA Connect. And Abby, just give us a quick synopsis. Give us a little quick rundown of who you are and what you do here.
All right. I'm Abby, and I'm a senior at Fairfield Christian Academy. I'm taking over this week as our host of the show, and I will be joined next week by my co-host, Brianna Smith.
So you won't be all on your own.
No, I won't.
You'll be fine, right?
Yeah. All right, my special guests today are seniors Corey Solly, Clay Williams, Caleb Collins, and Colton Clark. Welcome, guys.
Hey. What's up?
This group is responsible for our weekly chapel videos that set the tone for our chapel service. It generally gets everyone excited and engaged for what's to come. We have a chapel once a week on Wednesdays, and the other days of the week we have Bible class, so we kind of look forward to Wednesday, so it's a little bit of a break. So, Corey, how long have you gone to FCA, and do you participate in any activities here?
I've gone to FCA all my life, ever since preschool, all the way up now to my senior year. I participate in football and track. I also like being a part of the musicals and plays here as well.
Oh, the play was really successful last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Personally, I thought it was one of the best. Clay, how long have you gone here?
Well, this is my second year here at FCA, and I participate in basketball and track and media.
Gotcha, okay. And Caleb, you're pretty new to FCA too, aren't you? How long have you gone here?
This is my fourth year here, and I play football and basketball.
How's the football team doing? The
football team, this is, I guess...
We're working hard, right, boys?
Yeah. That's great. I love coming to the games and supporting you guys, and I know everyone else does too. Colton, you've been here just as long as Corey, pretty much, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been here since preschool, and I play basketball and run track.
You also play tennis, right?
Yeah, I've played a bit of tennis since preschool for about all my life.
Yeah, I've heard you're pretty good. All right, so to the chapel videos. Corey, do you want to tell me a little bit about when you record and what goes on during your videos?
Well, generally, we have a plan to record, like, early in the week, and edit it a couple days before our actual air date, but that usually never happens. We usually procrastinate and do it all a lot later than we should. So we're here in the media room pretty late at night sometimes trying to edit the videos and get it all together, but it's a lot of fun though, and we all enjoy being here.
That's awesome. I know everyone enjoys watching the videos, including myself. I'm always laughing as soon as I get into chapel. Where do you get your inspiration? Do you just come up with it on the fly, or do you get ideas from others?
It's usually the pretty just wildest ideas we can think of. We try to follow a little bit in the footsteps of last year's host, the Lukes. They did a phenomenal job, and sometimes we try to use their examples, but one of our main ideas this year was to be completely original with most of our stuff, and so far we've done a decent job of being original.
That's awesome. I think I agree. Last year, they definitely set the stage high, so I think you guys have a really good chance of stepping up and being just as good as they were. Clay, where can your listeners watch your videos?
All of our videos are put on YouTube on the school page. I think it's Fairfield Christian Academy, the YouTube channel. So there, they can check them
out. Gotcha. So even if you miss chapel, you can still watch the videos. And anyone outside of FCA can watch them too, right?
Yes. We know we have a few viewers from different schools, so that's cool.
Really? That's awesome. I didn't even know that. All right. Do you have your own jobs while filming? Do each of you do something different?
Usually Clay is our camera guy. He takes some awesome shots, and he's always talking about what angles we should use and stuff like that. He also edits, and he's really good at that. Comes up with some great ideas. Myself and Caleb and Colton, we're all hosts. We all think of ideas too. Pretty much everyone on the team thinks of ideas for the following week. And we're all here editing too, and we all help put it all together.
So David and Nolan weren't able to join us today, but what do they do?
They're just hosts as well. pretty much Clay is the behind the camera guy. He tells us where to line up, where to sit, what to say, and we just kind of go along with saying everything, putting the video together.
Gotcha. So, Clay, you're pretty much the main guy in this, huh?
I wouldn't say the main guy. We're all together as a team, but I'm behind the camera.
Do you guys have a supervisor, or do you kind of just do this on your own?
JT Burcham is our supervisor. He makes sure that we produce quality content. You know, we started off a little rocky, and our first couple videos weren't too good, to be honest, and he sat us down and talked to us, and we started to get on it. And the past two videos we've done are a lot better than what we started with.
That's great. What really goes on in the videos is, I know that there's different grade levels, but do you help them, or do they do that on their own?
They actually make all their own segments, freshmen, sophomore, juniors, question of the week, sports. Those are all different grades making news for their grade, or different segments that we all put into the video. We kind of just link it all together at the end, to be honest.
So, have you thought about who you're going to give this job to next year?
Not really. There's a couple juniors that are really good in the media room. Andrick and Eli are pretty good. But we'll just have to see who steps up next year.
Gotcha. So is that kind of what happened with you? Did the Lukes just give it off to you? You guys just step up to the plate and just take over?
We really just stepped up to the plate. They didn't hand it off to anyone. But we told JT that we wanted to do it, and he let us take a shot at it, and he liked it. So now we're doing it.
Gotcha. So do each of you want to give me your favorite video so far this year? Because I know you said they haven't been the best, but you said that, I mean, obviously it's been fun for you guys.
Mine's probably Caleb's most interesting man in the world segment.
You want to explain a little bit of what that was?
We based it off the commercial that's on TV, and we made Caleb the most interesting man and kind of just played the music around him.
Yeah, it was definitely enjoyable. I remember that segment and definitely had me laughing. Corey, what was your favorite video?
I don't know. It might have been the Justin Bieber one that we did with the song Baby. I was Justin Bieber and David was Ludacris.
Caleb?
My favorite video is probably when Corey dressed up as Justin Bieber and just lip sang Baby. That was just funny.
Clay, how about you?
Well, my personal favorite is one that has not aired yet. It'll be coming out soon.
And what's this one going to be about? Can you give us a little bit of insight on it?
No, we don't give any. nothing ahead.
Nothing ahead, so it's all surprise.
Top secret.
The suspense. Yeah.
All right.
Exclusive information.
So you do have an idea what you're doing next week already?
We do.
Yes. So that's pretty impressive. I just wondered when I saw all you guys if it was like we do this Monday, you know, before Wednesday's chapel.
That's kind of how
maybe we
been.
Do a Tuesday night before Wednesday chapel. That's
it sounds like that. We usually have our ideas like early. We just don't get it done.
We just don't execute it.
Gotcha.
The application.
So do you have your ideas like for the upcoming weeks after this week too? Or is it just kind of you just think about it week by week?
Oh, yeah. We've got all kinds of ideas.
Really?
We've got all kinds of ideas. We're not sure, you know, like
how to execute them.
Which week will be which idea, but
gotcha.
Definitely know what we're going to do.
So that's good that you plan ahead, and even though you don't execute it, you still have an idea of what you're going to do in the upcoming videos. So,
well, you guys, thanks for coming. I just want to mention one quick thing. Did you all know that Abby and Brianna, for their senior project, are bringing home alumni for kind of our first ever class reunion?
I had heard something about that.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I think it's going to be really neat, especially for people like me that have been here lots and lots of years. And we're looking forward to seeing some of those students that were just here last year, some of them that have been here, you know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago. So this is our 20th anniversary of the year. And so if you guys know of anyone, and if our listeners know of anyone that attended FCA, graduated from FCA, spent a couple years here, we'd like to see everybody come back. That date is, what date is it?
It's December 22nd, and it's going to be really fun, and we're really excited to bring the alumni back. I know that Coach Hooper and some of the basketball players are excited to see some of the alumni, and we're going to honor the Final Four team, so it's going to be a great time just to honor the alumni and bring everyone back for a basketball game and to see how see all the upcoming things at FCA and everything that's changed since they've left.
Right, right, because we now have an outdoor athletic facility started, right, guys?
Yeah, so we're excited about that.
We're pretty excited to have our first ever outdoor training facilities, and we're excited to see where that goes over the next year or two, and we'd like to see all those folks come back and take a look around and see what's here now. And maybe at this point, some of those people have children of their own. Some of my earliest students have 2 and 3 children already. So we'd like to see them come back to FCA and maybe attend here, you know? So December 22nd, that's right at Christmas break time.
Right.
So it's the Friday before Christmas, and it's before and after a basketball game here at FCA. So help us spread the word, all of our listeners out there. Talk to folks that you know that have some connection to FCA, and hopefully we can reconnect with them as well.
Thank you for listening today, and thank you, Corey, Clay, Caleb, and Colton, for joining me on FCA Connect. Tune in next week for more of what's going on at Fairfield Christian Academy. For FCA Connect, I'm Abby Miller. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.